听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
It's a beautiful sunny day.But Amy is not ready for springtime yet. She doesn't have any design ideas for spring clothes. She thought flowers might give her ideas. She planted flowers last weekend, but she watered them too much. She killed them. Pam will help her plant more.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea.And welcome to April. We have a new month of learning together. And we are still looking at our introduction paragraphs. This short paragraph will help you get ready for today's lesson. And today we are talking about spring. It's a beautiful sunny day. Sunny is a key word.When you go outside on a sunny day, you can see the sun. Sunny days are often very beautiful. The sun is shining and the sky is blue. During springtime, we have many sunny days. Springtime is a key word. Springtime is the time when we have the season called spring. Springtime. Now, in America, springtime is from March until May. March, April, and May are spring months. Now, is it springtime where you live right now? Well, during springtime, you might want to plant some flowers. Plant is a key word. When you plant flowers, you put them in the ground so they can grow. Now you can plant a very small seed, S-E-E-D, and let that seed grow into a beautiful flower. Or you can plant small flowers that will still grow. You can also plant other things like plant a tree or plant some vegetables. And if you plant something, you must water it. Here we have water as a verb. When you water something, you give it water. If you don't water a plant, you might kill it. If you kill a plant...It is not alive anymore. Kill is another key word we'll talk about more today at the mall. So, let's go.
Flowers growing, little birds singing, beautiful weather, spring is here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the mall. My name is Jack.Well, it's springtime here at the mall, and the weather is beautiful, and it's sunny, and there are flowers growing everywhere. Well, everywhere except for Amy's yard. Her flowers aren't doing very well. We'll hear all about that today, and we'll also learn about some things that will help us talk about spring.But first, here is your find it question. The question is, how did Amy care for her flowers? How did Amy care for her flowers? Well, we'll find out. But first, let's go visit Christina at the information desk.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the information desk. I am Christina.春天到咯， 服装店的 Amy 想要设计一些春装，为了找寻设计的灵感，她还在家里种了好多春天的花哦。可是呢， Amy 很烦恼，因为她说她没有 green thumb， 绿拇指。换句话说，那些花种下去没多久就都死了。所以 Pam 发挥了好朋友的精神，不但帮他找出了失败的原因，而且还答应要帮他种新的花哦。现在我们就先来看今天的重要单字： sunny， 阳光普照的，充满阳光的 sunny。 例如外面出太阳了， It's a sunny day。 springtime， 春天或春季， springtime。 The garden is beautiful in the springtimeplant, 种植 plant. I think we should plant more trees in the city. Kill, 害死或杀害 kill. 例如 the cat killed a mouse in the house. Water, 给什么浇水或灌溉 water. Mimi 每天都会按时浇花 She waters her flowers every day.OK, 现在我们就一起到 clothing store 去看看吧。
Conversation A.
Hello, Amy. Here's your lunch.
Thanks, Pam.
Isn't today a beautiful sunny day?
I guess so.
What's wrong? You look sad.
I'm okay.I'm just not ready for springtime yet.
Why not? You don't like spring?
No, I love spring. So I want to make some spring clothes. But I don't have any ideas for designs.
Well, hello, everybody. Here we are again. My name is Tom, and I am here with Amy. And, Amy looks a little bit sad. Amy, can you tell me again, why do you look so sad?
Well, today is a beautiful sunny day. It's a spring day.
Yeah, that's great.
And I don't have any ideas for my spring clothes.
Oh, you don't have any ideas for your spring clothes or these designs. Well, I can understand why you're feeling a little bit sad, but I have an idea.Let's talk about this first keyword. Amy and Pam are in the clothing store. Pam says, isn't today a beautiful sunny day? Our keyword is sunny.
Sunny.
Sunny. Now, sunny is a word you use to talk about when the sun is shining and there are very few clouds in the sky. It's a sunny day.
That's right. And when it's a sunny day, it's a great day for a picnic.
Ooh, that's true. When it's a sunny day, it's a good day for a picnic. You can say, the day was sunny earlier, but now there are many clouds in the sky. It's not a sunny day anymore.
Oh, well, it's still sunny. And when we talk about spring, we can also use the word springtime. And that is our next key word.Springtime.
Springtime.
Springtime. Springtime is the time of year after winter and before summer. It starts in March and ends in May.
Okay, so spring is a little warmer than winter. Friends, you can use this word springtime in different ways. You can talk about something being in springtime, or you can say in the springtime.So, in springtime, I don't have to wear a jacket, or in the springtime, I don't have to wear a jacket.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it's springtime. The winter was too cold, but I don't have any ideas for my design.
Well, that's okay, Amy. You don't have any ideas, but that's a very good phrase to know. I don't have any ideas for something. If you need to have...ideas, but you don't have any ideas, say this phrase, I don't have any ideas. I don't have any ideas for what to do for supper. I don't have any ideas for what to do later today. But friends, we do have an idea. We want to review this these key words. The first one is sunny. Sunny. It's a nice sunny day. Let's go outside and play.
Springtime. Springtime. Many flowers and trees grow in springtime. Well, good job, friends. Let's go see our friend, Inspector E.
Inspector English.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English.
Doctor, are you ready to talk about another useful English phrase?
I think so.
Great. What about you, friends? Are you ready to learn something new?
We hope so.
Let's get started.
I guess so. I guess so. I guess so.
I guess so. This is a very useful sentence. Let's look at it more carefully.
In English, we often use this phrase, I guess so, to agree with something that someone has said.
Right. In our conversation, Amy says, I guess so, after Pam asks, isn't today a beautiful sunny day? She is agreeing with Pam that it is a beautiful sunny day.
Now, let's look at the word so at the end of this sentence.
The word so in this sentence is an adverb. It is used after some verbs as a way to reply to something someone has just said. It is a way to say, it is as you said.
So when Amy says, I guess so, what Amy is saying is, I guess it is as you say. I guess it is a beautiful day.
Let's look at some other examples.
Okay, let's say you watched a movie and someone asks, did you like the movie? You can say, I guess so. You are saying that you guess you liked it.
We can use this pattern with other verbs too. Here are some examples. Let's say you fall down and someone asks, are you all right? If you think you are all right, you can say, I think so.
I think so. This means I think I am all right.
Or if someone asks, is Tom coming to your party? And you believe that he is coming, what might you say?
I believe so. That means I believe he is coming.
Great job, everyone. I hope you learned something today. Now, will you go practice it?
We hope so. We hope you will go and practice. Then your English will improve.
Remember, everyone, if you have a question,
we have an answer. This is Dr. English.
And I'm Inspector E saying,
goodbye.
Conversation B.
Maybe you can find some ideas in nature.
I tried. I planted flowers in my yard last week.
That's nice. So, did the flowers give you some ideas?
No, they all died. I killed my flowers.
Oh, so you don't have a green thumb.
No. Why did my flowers die? I took care of them.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Well, Pam is a good friend. She is trying to help me. She says, maybe you can find some ideas in nature. But Tom, I tried. I planted some flowers in my yard last week.
Yeah, you planted some flowers in your yard last week. But Amy, those flowers died.
I know. I think I killed them.
That's okay. That's okay. We can still talk about these key words. This first key word is the word plant.
Plant.
Plant. When you plant something, you dig a hole in the ground, and you put a seed or something like a tree or flower into that hole in the ground. You plant something.
And so I planted the flowers. I planted a plant. This word can be a verb or a noun. I planted some flowers in my yard last week. How about this for another sentence? She loves planting flowers. There are so many different flowers in front of her house.
Ooh, she loves planting flowers. She loves planting plants. Well, friends, Pam says that's nice. So did the flowers give you some ideas? What happened?
Well, Tom, I killed my flowers.
Okay.
And kill is our next key word. Kill.
Kill.
Kill. When you kill something, you make it stop living.
So you can kill something like a plant. Of course you can kill someone too. I'm not saying you should. I don't think you should kill anybody. It's not nice to kill people. If you're angry at somebody, don't kill them. Actually, you should probably try not to be angry at them for too long either. So don't kill anybody. But you can somehow kill a plant, I guess. And you can even kill animals if you're not careful. You might feed them the wrong things. You might kill these things.
So I'm trying to learn, but Pam says I don't have a green thumb. I don't. A green thumb means someone who is good with plants, who's good at planting things.
Oh, so you don't have a green thumb. You know, Amy, I don't think I have a green thumb either. We can be not green-thumbed people. All right. Friends, let's review these keywords. The first one is plant. Plant. Dad planted some trees in the yard today.
Kill. Kill. Put the fish back in the water. I don't want to kill it. Well, good job, friends. Let's go to conversation C.
Conversation C.
How did you care for them? I water them every morning and night.
Morning and night?
Yes. I went home and watered them during lunch, too.
Maybe you watered them too much.
Maybe.
I'll help you plant new flowers. We can plant flowers of different colors. They'll look like a rainbow.
A rainbow? That's my idea for some spring clothes. Thanks, Pam.
A rainbow. That is a pretty good idea for some designs. And friends, we found something interesting here. Did you find it? That's right. The answer to our find it question is in conversation C. The question is, how did Amy care for her flowers?
How did Amy care for her flowers? She watered them every morning, night, and during lunch, too.
Ooh, you watered them every morning, night, and during lunch, too. Well, Amy, that is a lot of water. And friends, this word water is our key word. Say it with me, water.
Water.
Water. When you water something, that means you use water to help plants grow. You water them.
And Pam thinks I water my plants too many times. I think she's right. Well, let's try this word in another sentence. Hazel makes sure to water her plants every day.
Well, that's very important. It's very important to water your plants if you have some. But maybe Amy watered her flowers a little too much, so they died. I'm sorry about that. Amy?
Well, now I know. I don't need to water my plants so many times.
It's true. If you water your plants too much, then you will kill your plants. You don't want to kill your plants. Well, Pam says something here. She says, we can plant flowers of different colors. They'll look like a rainbow. So she uses this phrase, flowers of different colors. You can use this phrase, of different, in other ways. You can go to the store and buy shoes of different shapes and sizes.
Or you can eat ice cream of many different flavors. And now I am excited. I am excited for spring and springtime because now I have my idea for my spring clothes.
Well, I'm pretty happy about that, Amy. I'm sure you are. And I'm happy that we can review this key word. The word is water. Water. Alice waters the flowers in her yard every night. So we know now that it's very important to water your plants, but do you want to water them too much?
No.
Don't do that. Friends, we're going to take a break right now, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends, welcome back. Hey, I have a question for you. Do you have a green thumb? Do you know what that means? Well, let's review our lesson right now, and you'll learn all about that.
Hello, Amy. Here's your lunch.
Thanks, Pam.
Isn't today a beautiful sunny day?
I guess so.
What's wrong? You look sad.
I'm okay. I'm just not ready for springtime yet.
Why not? You don't like spring?
No, I love spring, so I want to make some spring clothes. But I don't have any ideas for designs.
Maybe you can find some ideas in nature.
I tried. I planted flowers in my yard last week.
That's nice. So did the flowers give you some ideas?
No, they all died. I killed my flowers.
Oh, so you don't have a green thumb.
No. Why did my flowers die? I took care of them.
How did you care for them?
I water them every morning and night.
Morning and night?
Yes. I went home and watered them during lunch, too.
Maybe you watered them too much.
Maybe.
I'll help you plant new flowers. We can plant flowers of different colors. They'll look like a rainbow.
A rainbow? That's my idea for some spring clothes. Thanks, Pam.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk. 我们要来复习一下今天重要的句子。首先 ,Pam 觉得春天到了,天气很好。Amy 回答说 ,I guess so. So 在这里是如此这样的意思。在口语里很好用哦。常用的说法还有 ,I think so, 表示我也是这么想的。或者是 ,I hope so, 表示希望如此。第二句我们要看 Amy 说的 ,I am just not ready for springtime yet.I am just not ready for springtime yet. 放在句尾的这个 YET, yet, 常常跟 not 连在一起用。Not yet 就是还没有的意思。来练习说说看吧。比如说你的朋友想当护士，目前还在受训，就可以说 She is not a nurse yet. She is not a nurse yet. 所以还不是护士。在比较轻松的口语里，有时候有人问你吃饭了没，或者是做完了没，你也可以很简单的回答说 not yet, 这样就可以了。最后我们来看 green thumb, 因为 Amy 她好像什么花都种不活，所以 Pam 就说 you don't have a green thumb, you don't have a green thumb.所以讲某个人 have a green thumb, 就是称赞他很有园艺方面的天分，种什么都活得很好。Thumb 是大拇指，念的时候尤其要注意，最后的 B 不要发音，只要念 thumb, 最后嘴巴闭起来就可以了。希望你喜欢今天为您提供的 information, 我们明天 information desk 再见咯。
Spring is here.
Spring is here.
春天到了。
Look at all the flowers.
They're beautiful. Spring is here.
The grass is so green.
Yes, it is. Spring is here.
I love spring.
Me too.
Oops, it's raining again.
It is. Spring is here.
Spring is here.
Spring is here.
春天到了。
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Well, we talked a lot about springtime today. We talked about sunny weather and flowers and, well, let's practice what we learned today. How about that? Let's practice with our question of the day. The question is, do you like springtime? Why or why not? I'll ask the question again. Do you like springtime? Why or why not? Well, Tom is here. Tom, do you like springtime?
Jack, springtime is a very nice time of the year. It's not as cold as winter. I do like winter, but there's something special about springtime. It means that new things are happening. It's the beginning of a new year.
So, do you like springtime?
Did I answer the question? I guess not. Yes, I do like springtime.
Right, good. What about you, friends? Do you like springtime? Ask someone this question today. And we will see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at the mall. Bye.